Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 176 for Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. And in case Auphonic uploading and automatic intro and outro still don't work, this is Amy Talks About Stuff, and I'm Amy Bowen. Today is Summer Resolutions Tuesday, and I would like to report that the texting thing is still going pretty well. I'm contributing my fair share. I think it's fun to do it on Monday evenings before work, so I intend to continue to do it throughout September and October. And I actually have another thing that I've just realized I forgot to say during Meta Monday. My cat wants my attention again. I wanted to reply to Joe and Jacob's thoughts on Kylo Ren. I agree with you. I really liked Kylo Ren too, but you guys made a really good point that I actually hadn't thought of originally. And that was, yeah, you're right. He did make a very interesting and very different arc from his grandfather. You're absolutely right. We, the audience, do meet Darth Vader having already become the baddest badass in the galaxy far, far away, which Kylo Ren very definitely has not. As we learn in a later scene, that first scene, you're right, is pretty cool. He's super badass and reveals a previously unknown force ability. My friend, and kills Lor San Tekka, who is played by Max von Sydow. My friend Stu joked that he wanted Kylo Ren and a Lor San Tekka to recreate the chess with death scene from his all-time favorite movie, The Seventh Seal. But that's getting off on a tangent. You're right, it was cool and interesting that Kylo Ren got to be the Supreme Leader, which his grandfather never did, not that he wanted to, I don't think. And you're right, the screenwriters and filmmakers didn't really explore that as much as I would have liked. Of course, they really didn't explore anything about the bad guys as much as I would have liked. But nonetheless, I actually liked Kylo Ren's getting to redeem himself by making a heroic sacrifice just like his grandfather at the time, probably because I'm a sentimental fool. But I gotta say, you guys make a really, really good point. We had already seen that story. Darn it, I want new stories. I want new ideas and new directions. Which is why The Last Jedi is my favorite of the new trilogy. It tries to implement somewhat new ideas and new directions. Extra Meta Monday that I forgot to mention yesterday, and I need to get to work, so I will very quickly go through my two Nebraska passport stops for today. This is Nebraska Tourism 2020, segment 32 of 35, Honeybees in the Heartland and Southeast Nebraska Cancer Center Memorial Garden. This would be the second part, or the first part, I haven't decided, of my tour south of Omaha. At some point, probably some Friday in September or October, I'm going to go for a drive south of Omaha to get all these four stops, which is always fun. It's very pretty, and there's a lot of trees down there. And this year, all of the stops down that way are all very plant and garden focused. Yesterday we talked about Tree Adventure and the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Trail and Visitor Center, which has a trail through an outdoor garden. Today, we're going to talk about Honeybees in the Heartland, which is on the art tour. As Mark said a while back, these are points of interest in Nebraska. Yeah, some of them are points of business. I mean, on the Nebraska Passport Tour, some stops are general tourist attractions and points of interest, while others are just everyday businesses. You can apply to be on the tour as long as you're going to have a way for people to get ink stamps on a reasonable schedule throughout the summer. So we get all kinds of stops here. I'll talk about Honeybees in the Heartland first. It is an art installation. Every year one of the themed tours has to do with art. And this year, one of them, I'll go ahead and read from the passport booklet. A countywide public art display features 26 exquisite and uniquely painted honeybee sculptures throughout Nemaha County. Stamps and a map of the bees' locations can be gained at El Portal Mexican Restaurant and Cafe Metro in Auburn, Nebraska. Cool. So there are a whole bunch of painted sculptures of honeybees, and they're all different. That seems pretty neat. I hope I have the time to explore several of them. Second stop for today. Southeast Nebraska Cancer Center Memorial Garden in Humboldt, Nebraska. A place of tranquility and beauty, offering comfort, peace, and hope to all who visit. Stamps can be gained at North Fork One Stop at 221 Nemaha Street, and Titan Diner at 833 North Nemaha Street. So there are my two Nebraska passport stops for today. I will talk to you again tomorrow, and I think if my plan works out the way I hope it will, my remaining three episodes, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, will all be recorded live. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.